ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीचितापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत श्रीराधाकांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So, Srimad Bhagavatam, this beautiful Bhagavatam, the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam is so much important in the life of a devotee that without the mercy of Bhagavatam, one cannot advance a little bit even in devotional service. The study of Srimad Bhagavatam is also very relevant for the purpose of knowing the Bhagavatam, becoming Bhagavatam. So anything which contains or is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anything. And we know that everything is emanated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Therefore, you name a subject matter that will be included in Srimad Bhagavatam. You name it, Bhagavatam have it. You know? Srimad Bhagavatam has the complete treatise. Therefore, it is very, very important. The most important thing in the life of a devotee is Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established that Aradhya Vrajendra Tanayas Tat Dhamam Vrindavanam Srimad Bhagavatam Amalapuranam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadurya Kalpita. Four things he told us, that the Supreme Worshipable Personality of Godhead is Vrajendra Tanaya. Lord Shri Krishna is called Vrajendra Tanaya. And his abode is Vrindavanam. And the study of him and his abode, everything is in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the most important thing in the life of a human being. If he has to achieve the ultimate goal of life. And the process of Vishuddha Bhakti shown by the gopis is the on this subject matter that we have to follow in that their footsteps. So the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very important. The first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is called the foundation, it starts from glorification. Why glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam or anything pertaining to that Supreme Absolute Truth, the only religion to surrender to Him, and only aspect ever to be found that is even cherishable and worth enjoying, otherwise everything is miserable. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. How can we subsist if we do not have Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya? So, very first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the very glorification, and that glorification was the foundation for even Srila Vyasadeva. Because up till now he has created 17 Puranas, 108 Upanishads, and the four Vedas, and yet, and Samhitas and Itihasas like Mahabharata, everything was created by him in order to fulfill the desire of the living entity, and yet it failed to satisfy him. The Srimad Bhagavatam was ultimately created by the advice of his Guru Maharaj, Narada Muni. Says, rest is nothing but cheating. What you have done up till now, creating all this literature, is somewhat they are cheating in nature. It won't satisfy you. There is a cheating propensity in it. Why cheating? Because it is for the selfishness of the living entities in so many variegatedness that they can fulfill their desires without the concern of the Srimad Bhagavan, Lord Shri Krishna himself, who is the originator, who is. Without his proper glorification, how can they be ever peaceful, ever be contented, and you are also implicated. So create such a literature which brings to the point of total surrender to the Supreme Personality of God without any motivation and without any interruption. So Srimad Bhagavatam was recompiled. It's a recreation from the old creations. He had to show so many stories, so many analogies, so many teachings, so many instructions, so many kind of descriptions he has to give in context to different times, circumstances of the creation and this and that. But yet he has to recompile them to show who is the mastermind behind. Who is the mastermind behind it? So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature fruit of all the Vedic literatures. How would you consider a mature fruit? It's not simply pleasing to the eyes. Or it is not simply a kind of satisfaction if you possess it. It's a matter of tasting the mellow, the rasa. Whoever studies this particular scripture, he enjoys the nectarian, blissful, ambrosial rasa of love of God. No other literature ever shows us the love of God. There was a question What about in going to Vaikuntha? There also some kind of love is existing, but that love is conditional. Who goes to Vaikuntha? The devotees go. But who are these devotees? These devotees who have desires to fulfill, still lingering, even in terms of his connection and understanding with the Supreme Lord Vishnu himself. They want to fulfill their desire. I want to have all the beauty of the Lord. I want to look like him. Even though I may be servant, but I want to have the same rupa of the Lord. So he gets sarupya mukti. Somebody may think, oh, I want to possess every opulence, and at the same time I want to become a devotee. So where would you go? Vaikuntha. Get sarsti mukti. See? Somebody says, oh well, I'll be satisfied if I go back home, back to Godhead, and simply sit near the Lord, nothing to do business. So he will get samipya mukti. The Lord can award that. But what interaction? Nothing, zero. And somebody is satisfied, oh, if I go to Vaikuntha, but I don't know anything there. So salokya mukti will be there. These are the desires, but they have no iota of actual love. So somebody questioned, what happens to those people who understand their mistake, the so-called mistake to go to Vaikuntha, and when they hear about Goloka Vrindavan, how do they go? What is their fate? Will they ever have any chance? Yeah, they can get chance by the mercy of the Lord. But how? They will have to give up that Vaikuntha, come back to earth, become a pure devotee, take a birth in the family of a pure devotee, and then develop that unalloyed devotional service, uninterrupted, unmotivated, that will give him the visa to go to Goloka Vrindavan, and he can go there. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not for Vaikuntha Mukti. It is recommended whoever wants to worship the Supreme Lord for their particular desires, they get four kind of muktis in Vaikuntha, but Bhagavatam is not for them. Bhagavatam is for those who want to serve like gopis, the gopas. Or in other words, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, they can go back home, back to God by developing that unalloyed devotional service. Sankirtan movement and Goloka Vrindavan, it is synonymous, identical, nothing different. But to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement is said to be the postdoctoral study of Srimad Bhagavatam, after Srimad Bhagavatam. So we must know Srimad Bhagavatam before we can understand what is in the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swabhadandikam. We have to beg to Rupa Goswami, please give me the dust of your lotus feet, so by your mercy I can understand what is in the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because nobody else is understanding except you. Therefore you give me your mercy. So the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam is to cultivate an unalloyed desire, unmotivation of selfishness, but motivation for Lord Krishna's pleasure. Lord Krishna's pleasure. With, on his terms. So, we can't think of our petty benefits, petty position and petty even power struggles in ISKCON. It's a subject matter beyond. And Srila Prabhupada is very kindly affording us that. To run an institute is one thing, but to develop love of Godhead is the other thing. There was a question this year in GBC meeting. In GBC meeting, where people were quibbling, when we chant Hare Krishna, what should we think about? When we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, what should we meditate upon? When you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, what do you think about?
All sorts of things.
What do you think about?
Whatever the anxiety of the day is.
Whatever the anxiety is. JBC, we are asking, when we chant Hare Krishna, what should we think about? What is recommended? What do we have? But you can't stop your mind. You have to meditate. You have to think.
Think on the chanting.
On the tongue?
No, on the chanting.
On the chanting. That's a good intelligence answer. But many people who have some more inclination than... But we have to decide who should think about the chanting itself, means hearing the vibrations. He should listen to the holy name. That is for the beginners. That's all, but that is intelligent. You are following in the process. But people are whimsical too. They want to jump. So, jumping means twisting the ankle too. All different situations. If you jump, you know, it's a risky business, right? So, then Shivaram Maharaj gave a beautiful answer to that in the reference of the Shastras to in the beginning. Consideration should be always concentrate on the holy vibrations. Our mind should be concentrated on holy vibrations because they are the one who are going to purify us and make us advance. Right? And then we should become steady. Steady means have a fixed number of rounds and chant regularly. By that commitment, that is the word steady chanting. When we chant steadily, then we will develop the taste of the holy name. So, that is a different situation when we are committed and we are regular. So, those who are the beginners chanting, the taste has not developed, then they should not think on anything of the holy name except the holy vibrations. Because the holy name is powerful enough to give us the form of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, and the pastimes of the Lord. Those things can be only meditated when we develop steadiness. When we develop steadiness. We should not jump on thinking about the pastimes of the Lord when we chant Hare Krishna and visualize the what we call Krishna's pastimes. So this is an important instruction. And Srila Prabhupada is also warning us so many times, you know, that who can concentrate on the pastimes of the Supreme Lord? Who can meditate? If the Radha Roga, our disease of the heart, which is deep down sunk as a seed that is called kama, if it is eradicated totally, the lust from our heart is eradicated, then and then we can think of Radha Krishna's pastimes, not otherwise. So therefore Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us a very nice opportunity to understand the form of the transcendental vibrations that is in Srimad Bhagavatam. The first canto is said to be the lotus feet of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Swarup. It's not only a holy book, because it is coming with the conclusive aspects of our eternal religion, that is an eternal connection, relationship, and eternal functionality is going on in Goloka Vrindavan, that we have to experience here, then approach very carefully. So the recommendations are gradually developed from first canto, second canto, third canto, all the way up to 10th. The 10th canto is called the heart. Or Srila Prabhupada says, is the face of the Lord. When you see Lord Krishna, what would you see? The face or the lotus feet? Where will you begin? Where will you begin? Face or the lotus feet? We are habituated to look at the face. What is your face value? But his face is the real value. And we can't estimate the face value by looking at the face. Krishna's face value begins from his lotus feet. Then you gradually rise up to see the face. So Srimad Bhagavatam is also said, don't go jump on 10th canto, better start from the first canto and gradually grow. First 9 cantos are capable enough to smash our Radha Rog. Kaman apahinoti. Radha Rog Kaman. Actually, our disease is Kaman, the lusty desires which are generated out of our enviousness to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, it must be smashed. And then we are qualified to enter into the higher realms of Lord Krishna's beautiful face. So we see Srimad Bhagavatam first canto is the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam itself, where so many things of our misconception are smashed, so much heavily beaten up, that they will never rise up if we master the first country. They will never come up. It means so many misconceptions, they can be easily smashed out by the first canto alone. No wonder Srila Prabhupada did only first canto and then came to America. He never cared for other cantos. And first canto is so powerful that it will remove all our misconceptions and put us on the platform of transcendence immediately. I remember in early days, the first canto was so much in demand, that no other volume of this Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, no other volume than that has been ever published in that many number. 1.3 million copies, first canto alone, has been printed repeatedly and distributed. A time was there in New York itself or anywhere else, but time was there that during Christmas devotees were distributing, giving a free book, you know. You can imagine how much revolution it must have created in the impious lives. Nobody cared whether it has to be revised or not. But the fact is that even people were given, when they open up, oh, there is some Sanskrit or some things else, and people were envious too. They will throw away in garbage bins. So many volumes have just gone like that. But somehow or other, it was being picked up, and my father picked up from garbage. And he didn't read, but I read, and I became a devotee. You know, so how many people would have been becoming a devotee? Who knows? So Srimad Bhagavatam is like a time bomb. It's going to explode in the impious lives and will create a revolution. Tadavāga visargo janatāga viplavo yasmin pratislokam avaddhavatapi nāmāni anantasya yashonkitāniyat śrunvanti gāyanti smaranti sādhava. Because this literature has been totally filled with nāmāni anantasya yashonkitāniyat. These are unlimited glories of the unlimited personality of Godhead has been sung in this particular literature. So the whole canto is describing even those who are questioning, like Saunaka Muni is questioning Sutta Goswami. Oh, Sutta, please tell, and he knows complete glory of Srimad Bhagavatam, yet he is asking the question. When they were gathered in Naimisharanya to set up a discourse of Srimad Bhagavatam by Sutta Goswami, and they say, Sutta, you know the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam because you were there when Sukadeva Goswami spoke to Parikshit Maharaj, who was condemned to death in 7 days, and he said, you were there, so you know. So please, you tell us. Because we have heard, and we also came to that conclusion that the best occupation for all humanity is to worship the transcendental Lord with unmotivated and uncontaminated devotional service, by which the Lord and the Self will be satisfied. There is no other religion that will going to act like that. So the questioners and those who are going to respond, like Sutta Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, everyone is so confirmed. Everyone is so confirmed. So there won't be any conflicting ideas. There won't be any conflicting ideas. So when we study, we might have some conflicting ideas because we may not be able to understand. But if we repeat the same thing, the same understanding will be generated. Therefore, it is called Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. This is the proof. Sometimes people are wondering that in Srimad Bhagavatam there is a conversation within the conversation, and again in the there is a third conversation coming up. Then they can't relate. Oh, where is that? But it's, don't worry. Don't worry. Just repeat. So Nityam Bhagavatam, then it will reveal. People with an intellectual approach, they fail to understand the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nevertheless, they are guaranteed to get liberation, but not love of God. Because in every page, the importance of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That process of hearing, chanting, and remembering is one of the first three foundational processes of bhakti. The second grade of three foundational, three advanced, they are archanam, pujanam, vandanam. And then the last one is dasyam, sakhyam, apanivedanam. So, everyone who is not doing the three foundational activity in their life will not get the desire, and that is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Hear, chant and remember. Hearing is more important than chanting, but chanting must follow when you hear. Then and then there is possibility of remembering the Lord. Don't simply have a little faith like a miser's faith. He knows that he has a treasure with him, but he becomes so much obsessed with it that he wants to protect it. But doesn't want to care whether it is devaluating. He has to employ it. What is the use of treasure? The time will also make it useless, because it's material in nature. So, whatever little faith we have, we should not be contented. Oh, it's from India and I'm Indian, therefore I believe it in. That's not good. We must employ it in hearing, chanting and remembering. Oh, everybody in India, they do some sort of chanting. But cheating chanting is not important. We have to come to the conclusive chanting. Conclusive. Srila Prabhupada insisted that this is the only lifetime that we have, to make a choice in favor of the Lord. Otherwise, we keep on gambling. And humanity begins when we give up enmity with the Lord and come forward to surrender to Him. Don't think you believe that's why it is enough. No. Put into practice. See, seeing is not believing. Smelling is also not good. You have to eat. the real stuff. Taste it, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, that immense glorification in the first canto that sets up the foundation, you know, establishes Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He is the source of all incarnations. How the Pandavas were protected by the Lord, how they recognized the Lord, how they surrendered to the Lord. Amongst the Pandavas, Queen Kunti is the topmost of the devotees. She was knowing who Krishna is. Others were simply, you know, very obediently working on his instructions. You know, Yudhisthira was very steadfast, but Kunti, she is the most intelligent of all of them. And she recognizes that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know? When we were in troubles, he was the one to save us. Because he wanted us to become his instrument, so we should be ready to suffer anything that he wants. See, the religion takes important role even in ordinary circumstances where we have to simply fight against the evils, right? Constantly. There is war between good and evil, war between demigods and demons, war between Hindus and Muslims, war between Muslims and Christians, war between father and son, war between mother and daughter. Whoever is born is against each other. Some way or another. Right? This is the material world of opposites. Everyone is virtually war against each other. More or less. This so-called coexistence is a very superficial idea. You know? Very superficial idea. Anything can trigger a big havoc, which may be very insignificant cause in this material world. But it can make a big havoc. What big deal? The petroleum prices are still increasing, is it not? You drive a car? Everybody knows. But why did, in the first place, America went in the war? And this, yesterday Bush announced that we are still at war and Americans should not forget it. You know, people are so much accustomed to forget the war is going on. But why in the first place he went to the war? Because Iraq wanted to increase the price. Right? And they had vested interest. And they are still at war. And the prices are going up and up. For the cause that created war, the cause still remains supreme, victorious. And every day people are being killed in hundreds. How many years since 1992? 1991, the first war broke. So the idea is that slightest, it's an ideological difference. People are being killed. People were killed even in the name of religion, like anything. Massacre. Your name is in the history of Europe. Your name is in the history of Indian subcontinent. wherever in the slightest difference, you know, there is a war. There is a cold war and there is a hot war and there is a violent war and there is a smoky war and war is going on. And there is no peace. Year 2000 was a so-called crooked way to organize the World Parliament Religion, World Parliament of the Religion in the United Nations, and there was a war within the United Nations. They had an agenda to supply so much money to the third world country to convert. An open-ended war, which is called, under the so-called freedom of religion. Christians say, we'll come with our money and we'll give them freedom. That is what they call ideological differences, our wars. But Srimad Bhagavatam, doesn't want to give a damn to these wars, wants to pull out those intelligent people who want to save themselves, because nobody, no power on the earth can prevent it. This is Kali Yuga. Kali is Krishna's agent and is going to rule by creating this fratricidal wars on the slightest provocation. We are not part of it. A devotee is not part of it. Can you imagine in early times in the United States when we went, it was early 70s, and Vietnam War was going on. Right? Whoever entered the country with a permanent visa, right, like green card, we were all had to compulsory register with the military. Right? And except Hare Krishna devotee, imagine in early times in the United States, when we went, it was early 70s, and Vietnam War was going on, right? Whoever entered the country with a permanent visa, right, like green card, we were all had to compulsory register with the military, right? And except Hare Krishna devotees, you know, we were exempted. Everyone has to register. Why? Because these devotees, you know, they were so confirmed, they fill out, in our religion, we are forbidden to hold a weapon against our will, only the war can be sanctioned by the Supreme Lord, then and then we will. Really? I had to take that kind of letter from our New York temple and then. So, that's a fact. Nobody, and we were exempted. They won't touch us, you know, under religious guise, you know. We are forbidden to take up weapons. Sadhus, what do they need weapon for? Because our business is to, you know, remain peaceful, have two chapatis, and that's enough. You know, chant Hare Krishna all day long. Remain crazy in love of God. That's the idea. So, conclusive aspect has to be declared first. Then and then we can develop the subject matter on it. So, Parikshit Maharaj intelligently asked this question: what is the duty of a person who is about to die? What is the duty of a person who is about to die? And Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Avaryanate Prashna. Your question is the supermost. It's the best question. Because everybody is about to die. About to die means Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityam, dhruvam janmam mrtasya cha, tasmat parihariyate tatraka paridevana. Krishna says that those who are born, death begins immediately. And those who are dead, birth is also certain. Dhruvam, nishchit, that is definite. How old are you?
16.
You mean you are 16 years dead? Yes. You have already been old. 16 years are gone. Right?
Yes.
You are dead by 16 years. How old are you? How old are you? 5? 4? 2? No.
She's 7.
So, anyway, if we check, we don't say how young you are. It's the other way around. So naturally, everybody is about to die, so we must ask, what is my duty? What is my duty? And Sukadeva Goswami answers very swiftly, you know, that you can't think of anything else, but you have to concentrate on the Supreme Lord. Because He is the origin, He is the middle, and He is the end. So in any condition, you have to chant His name, glorify Him. The saintly people are always constantly glorifying, because they don't know when I'm going to die. So any time they die, they'll die glorifying. Glorification is not escapism. It is the absolute truth for the Supreme Personality of God. And He pays attention. So, the love which was developed between the Pandavas and the Lord is very exalted. And everyone was being reciprocated by the Lord in their different moods. So it shows the glory of the Lord is unlimited, that He can simultaneously act and reciprocate according to individual desire. So when He is sitting in everyone's heart as Paramatma, what makes it so difficult for us that He won't reciprocate and we won't recognize Him? Whose fault is it? It's ours. It's not the Lord's. The Lord is not present only just to claim His proprietorship. He is not existing simply for His own selfishness. If it's a selfishness, then there won't be reciprocation. He will be a sucker. If He wants, you know, He would be doing that. But he is the person, supreme person, and even though he may be the proprietor, we are within him, yet he feels lonely without us. You know? Therefore he claims and wants us to go back to God. Right? We belong to him. And for his pleasure, for that little drop of love that we can give him, we have to go to him. Because we are very insignificant. He is enormous, magnanimous. But yet we have to reciprocate. He is asking. So, actual human development or the real evolution is of that consciousness. Everyone has consciousness. Even a single cell amoeba has a consciousness. Why not a complex body has consciousness? It's not that collective consciousness is speaking from this. No, I'm an individual consciousness. Even though there are so many cells, I'm an individual consciousness. I may not have a cellular structure, but I do have the original structure by the development of my consciousness. And that is Dvibhuj, two-handed form. Because Krishna, who is my whole and soul, he has original form, two-handed. The soul has a cellular structure. Other cells are there. Everything has cellular structure in our body. Do you think I'm also a cellular structure? If I'm a cellular structure, then I would be only eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Four things. But a developed consciousness, you know, which may be gradual, this consciousness is showing the living entity is in a form. And every living entity is part and parcel, so their original form is two-handed. But two legs too. What a big deal. If two hands are also used as legs, it becomes an animal, four-legged animal. But the man is standing on two legs and two hands are simply used as hands rather than legs. The children know that my papa can become horse and I can ride on it. Right? The kids know that. What a big deal. And a human being, even though in the two-handed form, wants to act like an animal, still, what a big deal. So the idea is that we have to understand that the development of the body or evolution of the bodily has no importance in our life. Evolution of consciousness is most important. So in the human form of life, if that evolution is not utilized according to the human or humanity aspect, then it is all animalistic aspect. The real humanity begins, Srila Prabhupada said, when one chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the greatest benefit for developing this Krishna consciousness is when you leave behind this miserable world, of strife and tribulations, and ever live happily after. It's not like a Hollywood movie, but it is definitely the same idea, and it is more substantiated than simply a wishful thinking. Where is the stuff? There is the stuff. And in America, and when there is no stuff, you know, they call, where is beef? When they don't have the substance, you know, they call it, where is the beef? In our life, when we don't get the substance, where is Krishna? Those who are hard-hearted animals, they only know beef is the real stuff. They can't eat anything without that. So that's why that's called, where is the beef? But where we see, in your life, where is the substance? Krishna. Where is the substance? So it all depends upon how you develop consciousness. Even if we are given the highest state of existence as a human being on this planet, who can rule over everything, who can surpass, you know, all other creatures by intelligence, even so-called superiority aspect. And that superiority complex is so much that it is ever increasing. Ever increasing. Right? If you are in an Ivy League, your ego would be so high. We are the one. We are the one. Chosen people. To rule over the world like them. So, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a very, very truthful approach. Very truthful approach. It's not a belief system. And that is, become humbler than the blade of grass. Become more tolerant than a tree. Be ready to offer all respects to others. Don't demand anything in return. Such a respect. That will be the development of consciousness, where we can always be in tune to remember our duty all the time that we are supposed to. By performing whatever action is a sacrifice to Lord Krishna, yes. But develop it. That is the foundation. And all other inquiries, there are subsequent inquiries about how the Lord is becoming so much benevolent to fulfill the desires of every living entity, creates. So creation is a subject matter that has been said in maximum details. Maximum details in Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's a wonderful aspect to know that all the subject matters, all the sciences, all the political purposes, they have been exposed in greater detail. And if you can use them in glorification of the Lord, then your life will be successful. Suppose you are a politician, right? Try to understand the purpose of politics. To fulfill the mission of Guru and Gaurang, then your life will be successful. If you use that subject matter, if you are an expert politician, use it so you can become a devotee. There is nothing remaining like, oh, you are a political devotee. No, that is the subject matter, but you are a devotee, furthering or fulfilling the mission of the Absolute Truth, establishing. So, any subject matter, either creation is to establish the glory of the Supreme Lord. How He has become so benevolent, how we are manifesting in this kind of earth, water, fire, air, ether body, ethereal body. How are we manifesting? Who controls what? All these details are coming up. Srimad Bhagavatam even describes the embryology. How does the body formulates? It's not only the transfer of the soul, but even the bodily structure. There are so many interesting ideas that people are getting, scientists are getting, is from Srimad Bhagavatam, like cloning. Krishna married 16,108 wives and he cloned himself in that many forms to stay and live separately. He was one person, but he expanded himself into that many forms. How many times he cloned himself? Even when he was 7 years old, he was sent to graze the cows. And during that time, Brahma came and stole the cows just to find out where, how come this boy is gone? And Krishna cloned himself like so many forms. So much wonderful. So, even this idea that people are getting is simply an imitation of God. Rather, we have to come to our conclusion that we have to glorify Him, that nobody can match Him. The first cloning was done here of this Dolly
sheep.
Was it done here? Or Europe?
In Britain.
Okay, anyway, what is the difference between New Zealand and Britain? Everything belongs to them. So, the idea is that somehow or other, all this they want to do the research, but their conclusions are erroneous. They have no faith. Yet they want to come to prove the same thing is a faith. But their intelligence becomes always short, remains short, can't reach. Just like Yashoda was unable to bind Lord Krishna because the rope will be always 2 inches short. However big the rope may be, it falls only 2 inches short and she cannot tie him up. Because there is no faith. How can they find out the cause of all causes? The scientists fail. Right? If you have faith, then you have to have surrender. Two things are essential. Otherwise it will fail to appreciate the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam explains so many different kinds of devotional service through the examples of exalted devotees. They are the Mahajanas. There are 12 Mahajanas, the great devotees, and their character is being told, how they acted in their life as devotees, how they showed their faith, how they executed in the favor of the Lord as devotion. Lord Shiva, Brahma, Narad, Kumar, Kapil Dev, Manu Bhagavan, then Prahlad, Janak, Bhishma Pitama, Bali Maharaj, Vyasaki, Sukadeva Goswami, and Yamraj. You name it, all these 12 characters have been described in Srimad Bhagavatam in different episodes as the greatest teachers or authorities on devotional service to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So there are varieties of characters for, you know, whatever inclination to imbibe those characteristics in us, they are available. The kids like Prahlad Maharaj. His story better than Dhruv Maharaj. Prahlad is very, very, you know, appealing to our kids rather than Dhruv. Because the category of devotional service is different. But regardless, you know, when we check the character of Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad is so much appreciated and attracted within the small mind of the kids, innocent mind. It impresses more than anything else. Their ideal hero. So, and we are forbidden to talk about the face value, the heart, where Krishna and Radharani and this, because Srila Prabhupada tells, as we said, then if we have not given up the lust, then we should not get into the listening of the Radha Krishna Lila. So in this way, the process of devotional service through different devotees have been established. And during that time, Lord Krishna also approves that the devotional service has the other limbs like worship of the deity. worship of the deity, that we cultivate our faith in the presence of Archa Vigraha. Archa means the form of the Lord which is approved in the Shastra, and Lord Krishna also approves himself, and Kapildev also approves, because it is most important aspect for those who are developing the love of Godhead through the prescribed processes of hearing chanting, and the practice in the second three aspects of Archanam, Pujanam. So Archanam, Pujanam, Vandanam, these three have to be developed. Therefore the deities are required. There was one question, that deity worship was the means for liberation in Dwapar Yuga, when Lord Krishna was present, for purification. And only those who are gentlemen type of people, they would go to Lakshmi Narayan temple and give in charity the dana profusely. So there was very, very opulent deity worship. But it is not in Kali Yuga. Then why we are doing? Because the nine process of devotional service, they will continue. The thing is that deity worship of the highest realm is Radha Krishna, not even Lakshmi Narayan. Is Radha Krishna. So to just get an advanced progressive aspect towards the going back home, back to Godhead, deity worship is a must for the sincere person. Prabhupada encourages that it should be done in household too. Prabhupada has planned to install Gornita in every household, and told the devotees to manufacture Gornita deities and install in every household, because they are more merciful to make us understand about the worship of Radha Krishna. So the idea is that deity worship has been explained even in third canto by Kapildev to his mother Devahuti, and deity worship was the means to realize even the Paramatma feature in everyone's heart. So a pujari who is trying to do the worship, his or her consciousness should be so much geared towards the worship of the Paramatma within one's own heart and in the deity also. It is certainly a question of advanced qualification. And we see then in 11th canto, Krishna is telling Uddhava how to perform the deity worship. He gives the methodology. Lord Krishna himself. So there is, in every aspect of devotional service, the nine processes have to be simultaneously taken up. So Srila Prabhupada introduced each and every factor according to Srimad Bhagavatam, how to mold our life as an ideal grahastha, as a householder, even as a vanaprastha sannyasi, and perform or come to the point of this deity worship. It will change the entire atmosphere. But first the foundation is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, then Archanam Vandanam Pada Sevanam. So the point is that everything is coming through the Bhagavatam, entails Bhagavat Vidhi and Pancharatriki Vidhi, which is also approved by Krishna himself. A particular system of methodology, Narada Pancharatra, and that has been described, the entire process. So it complements each other, and one has to take up this service. Householders are especially advised to do deity worship. In anyone's house, when there are no deities, it's completely unthinkable in the Vedic times. In India, we have tradition to keep the deities in home. And we should perform deity worship. It's not like graven image. For a graven heart, it is a graven image. One is sure to go in the grave, right? Then he cannot understand. When Srila Prabhupada introduced deity worship in the West for the first time, do you know what he said? He said, if they ever knew what am I doing, they would have killed me. But it's the mercy of the Lord that he wanted to appear himself. And he came as Jagannath. There we go. Otherwise, you won't see any master planning by Srila Prabhupada. But everything so spontaneously appeared. And how Srila Prabhupada immediately responded to that call of the Lord? That is spontaneous devotional service. Who says Prabhupada has not taught us spontaneous? He became the example of how to become spontaneous. So this is all due to Srimad Bhagavatam. He was very well versed, very, very conducive medium. He was Bhagavat. He was walking, talking Bhagavatam himself. He was so much in tune, the pure devotee of the Lord. So, in this way, Srila Prabhupada established, the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam and how much it is important. It shows the practical way to live a life. And how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and in disguise told us the same Sankirtan movement, for chanting the holy name and give the same result. It's very amazing. When Srila Prabhupada wrote Bhagavad Gita, you read the commentary on Bhagavad Gita, it would say about the absolute truth personality of Godhead, the word God and word Bhagavan, they are of different connotations. And he starts from that because He so it's an urgency to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, distinct from so-called God. Alright? What to speak of the demigods? He was highly very highly clear on the subject matter. And then he gave us Srimad Bhagavatam. What did he write in the introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam? In Srimad Bhagavatam introduction, he spoke about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He spoke about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he brings this tradition, the Lord brings that how it will be more practical for us to enter into the subject matter of Bhagavatam. People want to imitate Rasa Leela. Directly. They want to play Holi with Lord Krishna. They want to do everything in imitation as if they are part. The devotees are supposed to. And there are so many false gurus and they are imitating these Leelas with their disciples. The followers. It's a shame. But we have been protected by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that he exposed how Srimad Bhagavatam has to be understood, you know, through the path chalked out by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So those who have only Gaur Nithya deities, they should not feel that, oh, we don't have Radha Krishna. They will come, but on the terms of Gaur Nithya. Enomine Nithya bhai Radha Krishna paite nahi. Is it not? So never rush into Radha Krishna. It is very important that we have to follow the path chalked out by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand Radha Krishna. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Srila Prabhupada, in introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam, wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, the character of the soul. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, you know, demonstrated. So we see that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada wrote about Lord Sri Krishna in the introduction. This, because it's non-different. If you want to understand Radha Krishna Leela, then you have to understand Chaitanya Charitamrita and the way the Lord shows. So recently, when Radha Ashtami just passed last week, you know, in Oakland Temple, I read Srila Prabhupada lecture in London on Radha Ashtami in 1969. And it's a powerful lecture. Do you know who Radha Rani is? She is the internal potency, Ladini potency. Says Krishna wants to enjoy as everybody wants to enjoy. But everybody is enjoying the filth. And they think Krishna is also enjoying the same way as they. And they want to estimate Radhanani in their terms. No. She is not a simple village girl. Do you know who Radharani is? We are celebrating Radha Ashtami today. Do you know who Radharani is? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the most attractive person. But Radharani is his own internal potency and she is attractor of the attractor of the Cupids. And you want to estimate as an ordinary village girl, and Krishna played this way and that way, in your imitation. That is rascaldom. Prabhupada takes left and right on that subject matter, on Radha Ashtami. This is the glorification of Radha Rani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Asmat. She is the internal potency. Krishna is separated. But so if you want to understand Radharani and her mood in service of Krishna, you have to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna Bhava Dyuti. He has come covered with, the Lord has come with covering of Radha Bhava. Because he was so much attracted by Radharani's love, he wanted to taste how Radha tastes the love of him. So, he has to accept the Radha Bhava, and that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And do you know what is that Radha Bhava? Radha Bhava is separation. Separation. Just like we are separated right now from the Lord, and therefore we are in a filthy body. Right? Our body is made up of stool, pus, urine, nasty blood. Nothing pleasurable. And we want to enjoy. What we end up enjoying? Only the stool, hogs. We are not better. Svavidvarahav strakharaihi samstuti narapashu. And we keep on praising each other. You are great, my dear Mr. S. Nobody sings like you. Keep on singing. Like that. It says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling pangs of separation of Radharani. And Krishna was unable to get out of her mind. He was totally captured. You want to possess Krishna? Possess like Radharani. In mood of separation. No other mood. There is no enjoyment in meeting with Krishna. There is no enjoyment in meeting with Krishna. The enjoyment is in separation. People want, can you show me Krishna? They want to see Krishna. They want to see Krishna. Even there are so many mad people, they think they have seen Krishna playing flute. I have seen some sentimental people when they come from Loi Bazaar, you know, in the evening, sometimes they hear, "Oh Maharaj, really I had a very, very funny experience. I heard ankle bells and I was scared." Yeah, you better be scared. Lot of sadhu also put up ankle bells and follow you. Better don't go out in the dead of night. Don't go out. They think, they dream Krishna. But see, the direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, they never claimed that they have ever met Krishna. Rather, you know, they were also feeling the pains of separation. He Radhe Vrajadevi Kechalalite He Nanda Sunokuta Shri Govardhana Pada Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vane Kuta. Srila Prabhupada was in mood of pounding. He said, these Goswamis, they are so exalted, they have given us the temples, they have given us the Shastra, they have showed the way. And they say, they are crying. They want to find out. They never say, they met Radha Krishna. They say, Hey Radha, where are you? Hey Vrajadevi, where are you? Hey Nanda Sunokat Kuta. Hey Lord Krishna Bhagavan, where are you? Are you at Govardhan? Oh Kalindi Yamuna? Are you there? Where are you? They are trying so much in desperation to find them out, and they never claim that they have ever seen Krishna. So how is it that somebody says that, yes, I have seen Krishna? Our mood of serving and obtaining Krishna is through separation. Not cheap meeting, oh, I have seen Krishna. Or not imitating, I am Krishna. There are many sadhus, they will put peacock feather and become Krishna. That is not bhava. We know they hang around just for a little prasadam. You know? Anyway, they are prasadam khichdi sadhus, they are there. But we can't imitate. If we are students in a very particular disciplic succession, then we have to follow the path choked up by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that lecture is so powerful, it puts up Radharani's glory. She is not an ordinary village cowherd girl. She is the embodiment of Lord Shri Krishna. There is no difference between Radha and Krishna. Radharani is Krishna. You can't separate them. That is not a mundane love affair. Otherwise, this great acharyas, they gave up everything. You know, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they were the ministers in Nawab Hussain Shah's court. They kicked out everything and just to become made after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, our disciplic succession, the proper understanding through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's everything. You know, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were the ministers in Nawab Hussain Shah's court. They kicked out everything and just to become made after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, our disciplic succession, the proper understanding through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direct example is very, very glorious. And we have to progress and we have to develop the preaching. We have to. And more you can think of Krishna in separation, more he will be captivated. Krishna is a very tricky fellow. He is crooked at three places. So you can imagine what a crooked mind he would have. You know, he won't be available directly. So you have to also approach indirectly. You be crooked. If you try to go and meet him, he will escape. He will not come. So we have to act in such a way that he will be pleased to come to you. That is separation. If you ever go to meet him, he won't. He won't come. Let him be hungry and he will come. You have to act in such a way that he will be really becoming desperate. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said that don't try to see Krishna through the eyes, but try to see him through the ears. This is also true for sadhus. Don't try to see a sadhu, a transcendentalist, through the eyes. Try to see him through the ear. So, our meditation and everything should be in this approach, and it is very, very fruitful. And Srimad Bhagavatam shows that. Jai Shri Gauranitai Ki Jai. So anybody has any question or comment? I hope you are hungry now.
Mm-hmm.
And you are desperate to take prasadam. I was told to speak on Bhagavatam. I didn't cover the first page yet. So much. What do you think? Krishna was also looking like 16-year-old. Only thing is that he didn't have the braces in his We never hear for doctors and dentists. In Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a transcendental subject matter. Means beyond the material modes. So Srimad Bhagavatam is for the transcendentalist. Those who are souls, those who are spirit, soul, part and parcel and want to act in that way, this subject matter is there. It is not simply the story of Krishna Leela. I'm sorry to tell that. So, we have to understand how to approach Srimad Bhagavatam. Next time you want me to do a 7-day katha, alright? I bet it is. 7-day. Bhagavatam katha I have to do. Yeah.
Maharaj, thank you for the class. You talked about deity worship. Can you briefly mention what about the aspect of aham brahmasmi? So those people who believe that everything is within. So why?
Aham brahmasmi means I am part and parcel of Brahman. I'm soul, spirit, soul. What a big deal, aham brahmasmi. You develop what a Brahman should do. Those who are in knowledge that I am Brahman, they do not know what to do in the Brahman stage. Krishna declares that. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankshati samat sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labate param. In a liberated state, Brahman state, one does not hanker for anything, or one does not lament for anything that is lost. And his vision becomes equipoised, right? He is very steady in his transcendental knowledge. But, and therefore he is very equipoised, seeing everyone as equal. But only in that stage he achieves my parabhakti. So, even though he is transcendental, because he has not established his relationship, how does he know how to act in that relationship? Therefore, deity worship is essential. By performing deity worship, even the impersonalists, Mayavadis, can also become devotees. This is one of the phalasruti of deity worship. It is written. Liberation is not the only thing. Developing love of Godhead is there, and there are immense benefits. Immense. So, those who are saying that Aham Brahmasmi, that is only the knowledge aspect. They don't know Parabrahman. They don't know what is their relationship with Him. They think Aham Brahmasmi means I am God, and there is no other God besides me. And Mayavadis will say there are immense benefits. Immense. So, those who are saying that Aham Brahmasmi, that is only the knowledge aspect. They don't know Parabrahman. They don't know what is their relationship with Him. They think Aham Brahmasmi means I am God, and there is no other God besides me. And Mayavadis will say, oh, I am realized Aham Brahmasmi, so I am God, but you can also be God, so you are God, but you do not know. You are a fool right now. But I will tell you, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. You are Narayan, I am Narayan, you are. I realize it, you don't realize it. This is Mayavadi. So even they can become devotees. Many a time such impersonalists do come to the temple and visit. They may not bow down, but simply by seeing the beautiful, attractive deities, they become devotees. In Vrindavan, every day, there are regular sadhus who come. They are dandi sannyasi, ek dandi sannyasi. They come with adhopond, means they are Shaivites, Mayavadi sannyasis. And exactly at 7:15, when the darshan is coming, they want to stand in front. Much to the disgust of the devotees, but they want to stand in front in Vrindavan. And we allow them, okay. No dandavat, no nothing. And they go. They come regularly. Deity worship attracts them. Everybody wants to hang around with the Radha Krishna, Radha Shyamsundar altar, because they are the most attractive. Even Mayavadi will become devotees. But deity worship is a very, very important thing. But it should not be a plaything like Barbie doll. Yeah.